Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money juggles the ball. That's an error on Money. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bostock moves to third. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. 6. Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua bunts towards the mound. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Joshua moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braun. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Money moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money tags and scores. 1 out. It's 2-0, Brewers. 6. Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Carbo moves to second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. Carbo tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Weiniger trying to get to third. Carbo throws the ball into Money, who tags Weiniger for the out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Joshua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bo Stock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Bo Stock moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bo Stock moves to third. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Bo Stock scores. Heil moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Steve Bry pinch hits for Steve Braun. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Heil moves to third. Randall moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing left field. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Steve Luber now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Luber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bostock is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Tony Oliva. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lascano takes first base on ball 4. Vic Albury now pitching. Hank Aaron pinch hits for Von Joshua. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Lascano moves to third. It's 6-2, Brewers. Gorman Thomas pinch runs for Hank Aaron. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil strikes out. One out. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott is walked intentionally. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bry strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Danford pinch hits for Lyman Bostock. Danny Frisella now pitching. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.